WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe. Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul, and today, I keep thinking that time is flying by. I mean, we're almost at the end of September, and, you know, I guess we all feel the changes that are going on with the weather and the fall, and we are definitely now into fall, although it feels quite lovely out today. Anyway, because it is our last Wednesday of the month, that means I have Jennifer Kautz, who is our dream analyst, and we will be taking calls. So if you have any dreams that you'd like to discuss with Jennifer, this would be a great time to start calling in. It is often better to call in, especially for dreams, because there's lots of questions with regards to dreams versus an instant feedback. But if you can't and you really have a dream that you'd like to connect with us and you have to go on instant feedback, that's fine. Just be really clear, and then we'll probably ask questions. So listen in to the show as we go along so that we can ask you questions and you can respond back to us. All right, if you have a question or you have a dream you'd like to discuss, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you can find out more about Jennifer if you go to her website, theartfulsoul.org. So it's artful, theartfulsoul.org. All right. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Lori. It's good talking to you.
Always. So we're going to now talk about how to connect to the colors in your dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't realize how, you know, I thought color would be great as far as diving into the different areas, mostly because sometimes, and I know this has happened to me, symbols can come up in dreams that are totally a different color than what we normally see in waking life. So, and how we see colors in our dreams, of course, is a representative of how we see life. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to really hone in on that and just see where the discussion goes, because I think, too, a lot of our perceptions of how we see color and how we live with color during the day really sees, can translate into how it is at night. And that's where some of our blocks and different things, because color has a definite healing energy. Mm-hmm. So, and so that's really important piece to bring into it. So the one thing is, I realize, is of course not everybody dreams in color. So, or even remembers. I mean, maybe we are dreaming in color, but that's maybe not something that we remember in a dream. Maybe it's just the images. But there are people that do dream literally in black and white. And so I was kind of looking into that, and I'm going on my own intuition. This is my own theory. You know, I think you can do some, there's some scientific research behind that or whatever, and I may be getting too analytical about it, but it could be very subjective, you know, just like anything else. So depending on who I'm talking to, you know, I'd probably ask them a few questions about how they see color in their daytime life and how they see life, because if you're dreaming in black and white, and dreaming is such a connection into our subconscious, and the world is so filled with color, and you're dreaming in black and white, it could mean these are possibilities that you actually see the world in black and white, meaning it's, there's no gray areas. It's one thing or it's another. You know, there's a lot of thinkers out there that, you know, it can't be, it's got to be this way, it's got to be that way. So, and which is often a metaphor for we see things in black and white. And dreams so often are a metaphor for our lives. life could be very, you know, just lacking color, or, you know, it's just lacking anything, types of depth or meaning in your life. So I think that is something you can actually ask yourself and actually start, if you aren't literally seeing in color or you don't, not seeing anything vividly. I would actually start journaling on that and start asking your dreams, because really, even before you get to your dreams, you kind of have to uncover some stuff, even in your daytime life. So there's a missing piece. You really, to have a very, you know, full, vibrant life. I mean, we have so much color all around us all the time in nature and everything like that. So I think that's the first place to start.
And I think, you know, there are a lot of people that kind of rely on a couple of colors in their life and don't go to really colorful places.
Right.
Like even like homes can possibly, a lot of people like that, you know, just black and white, where it's,
yes,
you know, that kind of, that definition. And it's very interesting. My place, of course, as you now know, is very,
yes,
colorful.
I love it.
It's funny because I know I've heard where they say that, you know, animals dream in black and white, and I can't imagine what it would be like if I had a dream that was just black and white. But I would imagine it would be important if that happened.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, if it's something that you always do that and you never see color, I think that would be an interesting aspect to look into. But if it was just something where all of a sudden you realized you dreamed in black and white, that to me is definitely, like you said, like, okay, there's meaning behind, because you, what you were just saying is you always dream in color.
Yeah. And I wonder, you know, the people that do, whether adding more color into their life may start, you know, because a lot of people like to wear black. You know, if you know, their wardrobe is completely black, and maybe that's part of why they're, I mean, there could be so many reasons.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm a very neutral color
person
as far as how I dress. Browns, charcoals, grays, you know, that's how I'm comfortable. But I do like to add a splash of color, whether it be in scarves. And sometimes when I do wear color, I'll add it on, I was telling Lori, with my pants and stuff. But that being said, my home, I have it painted green. I have a lavender front door. You know, my house, I have lots of greens and reds and different stuff. I like to add color. But, and then it really is interesting how you can play with color and different things, but it is also an exercise in really paying attention, because becoming aware of what color and the depth of color and what it means, and the fact that it is healing. There is such a huge list of what you can do with color. I mean, there's even where you can have a bath in a certain color. You know, the water. You would put food coloring in that color will really permeate into your senses what that color means. So, and I think that's the thing too that is really interesting, is what do colors normally mean to different people? Mm-hmm. So I know, you know, Lori, your home, oh, I just love it. It's that mustard. And mustard is like what? Like an orangey, it's a mix of an orange and a yellow. And orange is extremely creative color. And then yellow.
Yeah, like I would say those are the colors. You keep saying mustard. I guess it's a type of mustard. I think of mustard with more green in it, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean, mustard to me is a little bit more orangey, yellowy, right. But it's really beautiful. So I'm kind of skipping a little bit to going straight to chakras,
right?
Because I think that's really important as far as how we relate to colors, because I think that's where a lot of our metaphors come from too, and we don't even know it. So I'm going to skip this one area, but I'm just going to go in. Chakras are, you know, the energy centers that we have in our body, and it's very Sanskrit, it's very Indian, it's kind of Eastern philosophy that we have chakras. And they're located. There's seven of them. And the first one is the first chakra, is the root chakra. And that one, normally the color is red. And then that's the connection to earth. And it's also the connection of our survival instincts. It's also our grounding. It's sexuality, because that's right where our sexual organs are. So, you know, that's the first one.
Right. And then that's the difference, though, between Eastern and Western, because Western will make, now I'm confused. One of them makes the second chakra about sexuality, where.
Yes.
So I think that's the Western.
I do. Yeah. I agree with you. I think they're pretty closely.
Yeah.
Because the spleen, the second one's supposed to be at the spleen, lower abdomen. And I think they're so close. And really, orange is supposed to be creativity also. Mm-hmm. And then creativity has to do with our sexual reproduction also. Mm-hmm. So I think both of them are very in line with each other. But I know, like, with creativity, boy, if you want some good creativity, orange is really good in red. But the things that happen is if we have those areas blocked.
And I would always call the second one the sacral.
The sacral, yes, spleen or sacral, correct.
Right. Yeah. Which, again, difference between Eastern and Western. But
yes, yeah. Yep. And then, you know, you have your positive feelings and your negative feelings with all of those. If something, you know, is blocked or whatever, that's where I think, you know, your solar plexus is yellow. That's usually has to do with your will or your personal power. And it has to do with your purpose. And if you can't find your purpose, the first thing, look at your stomach, look at the, you know, stomach issues. I'm going to go real quickly through these. The heart is usually green, and that's, of course, around love. So the interesting thing is when people say, are you green with envy or jealousy, the interesting thing about that is that means, you know, if your heart is open and that's green and it's open, you have love and joy and you connect with others. But if it's closed, then that's where the envy and jealousy comes in. So, and then blue is the throat chakra. That's communication, wisdom, and speech. And the brow chakra is your sixth sense. That's your psychic and intuitive ability. And then your crown chakra is violet. That's like a purple. So go to chakraenergy.com. It has a really nice list. But we'll be talking a little bit about some of these colors. Not too much in depth, but I mean, we'll give examples what Lori and I are going to be talking about a little bit. I just wanted to give you a quick overview of that.
And the third eye is, it's indigo, right?
Yeah.
It's funny that they, you know, that some, you know, say that that's where your intuition is. And I'm not entirely sure that that's exactly where our intuition mm-hmm. is, but it's interesting that we all have different, philosophies, ideas, but I mean, it's all, I mean, I think we all sort of get an idea of what they are in each person's lives. And I think we all have to get a sense of what we see them and then use our own intuition to figure out where they are and how that sort of fits into your life. But, yeah, I think color and this is going to be an interesting show. So stay tuned. If you have any questions, we're going to go to break. If you have any questions and you have any dreams that you would like to discuss, this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can do instant feedback, but you have to be clear and please stay, you know, readily listening to it, because we will ask questions. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Couts. Jennifer can be found on the web at theartfulsoul.org, theartfulsoul.org. And you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Can I benefit from cheap tires? It all depends upon your driving habits and the vehicle. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are good, better, and best when it comes to tires. All manufacturers have a low, medium, and high-grade type of tire for cars and trucks. So, when is getting cheaper to your benefit? Are you driving on mountainous terrain? Do you tow a trailer? You would not be a candidate for inexpensive tires. But are there some exceptions? For an example, do you store your vehicle for months at a time? Are you driving your car or truck less than 25 miles a week? you may want to consider saving some dough and going the cheaper route. The real person to make this decision for you is your ASE-certified technician to determine what's right for your vehicle. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASE-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. We have Jennifer Kautz with us, who is our dream analyst. If you have a dream, you want some answers, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We're talking about how to connect to the colors that are in your dreams. We've been talking about the chakras, which, you know, I think one of the things we were talking about in the break, I mean, it's so subjective how you, everything is about your own perceptions. So it really has to do with what the colors or the symbols or even the chakras, like you may, you know, feel certain areas in your body in a dream or in, you know, in your waking life as well, where you may feel, you know, warmth or a cold, or, you know, like it's all really subjective to what they mean to you. Like we can, you know, there's, you could write books on the chakras, but they all, it's all really based on your own intuition. I mean, that's kind of how the world kind of works.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so many people, when you ask what your favorite color is, everybody responds differently. I think too, it's really, we're just asking you to really start looking at colors in a light so that you start connecting again at another layer of your life and see how you respond to colors. 'Cause that's the thing, is colors are healing. It's something that is very much a part of our life. I mean, colors and how we dress and how we decorate our food. I mean, you know, they say even now the one thing they're teaching, make sure you have a colorful plate, you know, not just all beige, which means all carbs, you know, so greens and just all the bright vegetables. And it's just, you know, it's just the vibrancy of your life and the vibrancy of colors and how you respond. So it's an awareness. And two, sometimes we dream in color, but, you know, certain colors don't stand out unless, of course, a certain symbol. Then I really believe then that's when something is really trying to point itself. And sometimes that's when maybe they're talking about a certain chakra. But I mean, like, I have an example as, you have a dream and the sky is normally blue and all of a sudden you see that it's yellow. Well, you know, okay, when you, in the dream, if you saw a yellow sky, how would you respond? You know, just like anything else, how do we respond to a red sport car or, you know, red, when we see a sport car, is known as fast and sporty and really energetic and adventurous and different things like that. So,
and there often, is a stat that they pull over more red cars.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But we see it as adventure and risk taking and different things. And so, you know, I think those, that's the language that we're looking at as far as to find yourself to be a little bit more descriptive in your life on what certain colors, how you feel around certain colors.
And, right. And with red though, too, I mean, a lot of people would say red is the color of the heart.
Correct.
And yeah, love absolutely. And, you know, and Valentine. Like it's interesting how we associate certain colors with certain things. Yet if we were to look at the chakra system, red, you know, is about grounding and creating a safe environment. I mean, right. It's interesting.
Right, right.
Because it's very different.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, depending on, yeah, and then some people freak out with red when it comes with blood. Because, right. You know, if they see blood, they'll faint or, yep. You know, and they can't. I personally don't like blood myself. So, but yeah, so it is. It's really fascinating how we use color. And so just like flowers for me and painting or art. So again, dreams again tie in to nature. They tie in again to art. It's the area of life, really, because we're such high technology. I just really believe it's the area of life that we seem to be just really missing. We're busy, and in order for us to really live life at a deeper level, I just really believe we have to drink in a little bit more color and a little bit more vibrancy.
I think that's really important. We do have a first caller.
Do
we want to take, it's not about color, but it's certainly about dreams.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, so let's take Virginia.
It's Pam from Virginia.
Oh, that sorry, it's Pam.
It's all right.
That is me.
Yeah, that's it.
I cut your show on and I was listening to it, and dreams have always been something that I've been fascinated with. I've had tons of dreams that have come true, and so many that I just, sometimes when I dream stuff, I'm scared that they're going to come true, just because it's always something, you know, leading to something else. I do dream in color, which I assume everybody does. And it's been interesting to me. There's one particular dream that I have. It's almost like I have a night scope on. Like I'm dreaming. I have a night scope on, and I can see my bedroom. It's kind of like yellow. It's like crazy. I don't know.
Keep going.
But I can see my shelf in my, you know, I just kind of, in my dream, I'm turning my head and I can see my whole bedroom. And it's through the night scope, like greenish, yellowish, you know. That's always been a dream that's fascinated me.
So that's a repeat dream?
I have not had repeat dreams, I don't think.
Okay, so that was just one dream that you had.
I've had it before, but I've had the night scope thing before, but not particularly this particular time. I remembered that because that was just so different to me.
Oh, okay. So when you have the night scope on, what can you feel anything? Is there any type of feeling that you have? Does it feel like a lucid dream, as though you feel like you're kind of, you know, you're in your dream state?
Well, I've always been able to, like, when I'm having a dream, if I have a scary dream, I've always been able to say, okay, Pam, you're dreaming. Come on out of it. Come on out of it.
Nice.
And I can bring myself out. And in this particular dream, it was almost like I was laying in the bed, and I knew I was in the bed, and I knew my eyes were closed. Almost I could see myself with my eyes closed, or I knew my eyes were closed, but I could feel myself looking around the room.
So were you in your bed looking around the room, or were you looking from another place?
I was in my bed looking around the room, but I also knew at the same time I was laying in the bed with my eyes closed.
Interesting.
Well, I actually think you were experiencing possibly a connection to your spirit, you know, possibly outside the body, you know, in the dream state, and you were actually awake and literally able to see yourself, you know, see with a spiritual lens. When we go to sleep, we connect to your subconscious, we connect to our souls or our spirit. And so it sounds like you have because you do dream so much that you actually have the experience of actually being able to have sight. So I actually think that's possibly what you could have been experiencing. The other thing that's interesting about, you said greenish and yellow. So, you know, the solar plexus is your life force. So, you know, you're looking through a lens that's somewhat yellow. So you are in your life force. So you're kind of, and greenish is your heart chakra. It honors the heart, and that's the relationship. So, I think that's what comes to me, is that that's not necessarily you're actually literally visiting your bedroom through your dream lens, through, you know, your subconscious. You're actually seeing it. You know, it's kind of like, traveling, kind of.
Yep, I was going to say astral projection.
Yeah,
but,
there you go.
I think the fact that you keep thinking it's a night scope is an interesting piece to it. It's like
it's like a lens.
Well, yeah, like you're viewing something from that perspective. But so you're not feeling scared or... Okay, and so that doesn't creep you out that it's the different colors. It's just that you think you're seeing in. Now, when you say that a lot of dreams have come true, has any of them been with the night scope?
They have not, no.
Okay.
Because I haven't had the night scope very much, only a couple times.
Okay,
But no, a lot of my dreams have come true as far as, like, family members. Passing away, and usually on one side of my family, the matriarch, my grandmother, comes to me the night before the funeral.
So you're
and
the messenger.
Sort of like she's assuring me that everything's okay.
Yeah. So you're the family. You're the family connection to the other side. Sounds like wow.
Yeah.
Which is why
it's awesome.
I think that's why you see it. As a lens, like I think that's why you're seeing it sort of as a night vision. Like it's like you're actually, it's like you're coming out of body and that's where you're getting your dreams and that's where you're getting your messages. So that part of it is why things come true. You also, I know we have to go to break. You also mentioned something about some of them you're hoping don't come true.
Well, everybody always says only in your dreams, but you know, dreams aren't always a good thing. A lot of times they're confusing and you can't ever find something, or you're always lost or something like that. And so I'm always thinking, man, I hope that doesn't happen. I have a psychic ability and intuitive ability, and a lot of times I think things, they come true, and I'm thinking, I just had a bad thought. I hope that doesn't come true.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a kind of common, but it is interesting. I mean, certainly, do you write down your dreams? So, do you keep a journal?
I don't normally. I just will get up real quick and go on the internet and look and say, well, okay, what does this mean? If I'm dreaming of this, what does that mean? But I should, but a lot of times I just sleep so deeply that I forget when I wake up what they are.
Right. Well, I would suggest doing a dream journal just because it may help you see when the times are that are accurate. You know, what are the things, you know, I mean, fears are fears. We go into our subconscious it brings up the things that we're afraid of. So it brings up, I mean, depending on where you are when you're sleeping or how you're sleeping and how you're feeling in your sleep. But, you know, I think, you know, we're here to heal and accept certain things within our lives. And I think that's part of what you're doing. So I wouldn't worry that they're going to come true, but, I think maybe, do you feel complete with this, Jennifer?
I was going to add, I know we have breaks. So
okay, so when are we going to break? So, Pam, why don't you stay on the phone and we'll bring you back after break. Okay?
Sure.
All right, so we're going to go to break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz. You can find out more about Jennifer at her website, theartfulsoul.org. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio. NewSkyRadio.com and Psychic Radio, PsychicOnAir.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Liars and thieves in my blindness. Honey, I Honey, I ain't never had nobody like you. I ain't never had nobody like you.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Jennifer Couts, who is our dream analyst, and we're talking about colors. We also have Pam on the line with us, and we've been talking about the fact that she dreams a lot and some of the stuff comes true. So let's continue that discussion, because I think it's an important one for a lot of different people. I mean, I know, Pam, obviously you are beginning to starting to master your intuitive and psychic abilities, and I think that's why I believe that's why your dreams are so vivid and you dream so much.
Right. The other thing, and that, you know, which is really important, because so many of your dreams come true, but then like you said, you do have nightmares. Although you do say that you've already mastered the part with some of them, that you've gone into the dream and says, oh, I'm just going to pull myself out. So many ways, you've really already mastered a lot of things that a lot of people haven't, where you're consciously aware. And the only thing I can say is, and then are all of the dreams that normally come true, is it usually by message? You know, it sounds like you have a messenger, like you said, with your grandmother.
That's one particular incidents that have happened. Like I might see something happen with two different people that I'm not aware of, and then someone calls me and tells me something, and it's about two different other people, but it's the same thing.
Okay.
Like one
time
I dreamed someone passed away, and someone in my dream told me about it. And then years later, that particular person passed away the same way. So it's just crazy. I could have my own show. I'm serious.
Right. Well, and the thing is what you want to do. So those are things you can't control. There are things that if you're getting those messages too, that, you know, it's a great honor. Maybe have a ceremony around some of those when you feel that's, you know, a certain energy, if it's about death or different things, you know, light a candle for that person. Because you're an open entity for that information to come through. And then two, which is a lesson for all of us, negative things happen in, you know, as far as worry, or is this going to happen, or that, and worrying about things. If it's things that you can't control, it's kind of like, okay, you know, I've been given information. I don't know if it's true. But again, releasing that energy back to where it came from. And then also to put healing, love, and light around that person and do a ceremony, or, you know, just light a candle. Because just like anything else, dreams can come to us too if we're not sure that it's going to be true or not. They could be an aspect of our fears. So, and because we don't know that, and it's a level of control that we all like to have, even in our waking life. So, you know, this is something, a process for you to decide how you want to handle, since you dream so vividly. I have to tell you, it's very similar for me too. I have had a lot of dreams come true, and then beginning to recognize when things happen and you have no control regardless, and then realizing that some of it is just fears. So, and for you, you seem to understand all of that, but I just thought I'd offer a little ritual for you, for those that you're not too sure about. And that way it can kind of change the energy around it. And then again, too, like the colors that we're talking about, bring color into it, light a specific, candle with a certain color that has huge, a green candle has a lot to do with the heart chakra. So with love and relationship, And what or whatever you're intuitive, so you know you bring the color or whatever crystals or different things that you think are needed for that individual, for that energy. And so, and I think it will get transferred. I think it will be transformed.
Well, that's great because I really hadn't done that before. I just really just kind of try to put it away,
right.
You know,
right.
and not worry about it. But
right.
I know you have to go, but I remember one time I was dreaming and I was trying to wake myself up because someone that had a little child that had passed away had come to me in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And I was like, Pam, you're dreaming. And she, wake up, Pam. And she was like, no, you're not dreaming. You can't
right.
wake up. You're not dreaming. It's me.
Right.
So like she really wasn't telling anything, just saying hi. But
right.
that was her
right.
saying, no, you can't wake up.
Right. So, yeah. So, and like the lens, so you're very completely psychic open when you go to sleep. So, yeah. So that's, so have, you know, and yeah, I think it's really important for you to start doing, some ritual around some of these things. And I think that's what's being asked too. It's kind of like a recognition that you're honoring some of these souls that are either connecting to you or are getting ready to depart. And
mm-hmm.
so it's very shamanistic. This is a very shamanistic type energy. You may want to go into, shamanistic healing or take some classes, and connect a little bit differently with your, because you are so open in your dreaming and it's a very shamanistic path. So, with
okay.
being so psychic. That's,
well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
fun.
I think
you
have some great, healing. And for other people, you have some great potential
yes.
there. Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
All right. Thanks, Pam.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. So
that was very cool.
Very cool. And you know, we do, you know, our dreams are connected to our unconscious, which means we bring up things that we need to look at. And I, you know, I always bring in this, you know, the law of attraction. We kind of get caught up in thinking that just because we think it or dream it, that it's going to happen. And I don't think that that's necessarily, there are so many other laws that are in the world that, I mean, that's not necessarily how things get created. I think that that's a piece of it, but not to get too caught up in, you know, that dilemma of fear.
Right.
But it, yeah, I mean, it's all a fascinating thing. That's why I love having you on the show, because the dream world is just such an important piece.
Yeah. Yeah. It's huge. It can be huge. I mean, not everybody is as wide open as Pam.
Right.
And, which is really cool. And, but two, not everybody wants to be that wide open. I mean, sometimes we want our dreams to be a restful place,
right.
But if many of us are born with that type of a connection, so it is, it's a great avenue. I think that's the thing too. And why I bring in colors is because colors just on their own can be so powerful. Whether, you know, it can make or break, how colors can be put together can make or break, you know, how we see the world as far as, even just adding a certain color to another color. I mean, oranges and blues together is just such a vibrant contrast and brings a certain, and so seeing that in a dream together, I know I have, it just spoke volumes to me when I woke up and brought a certain, you know, level of energy. So yeah, hers, that was amazing. That was amazing. I know. I find dreams to be, there's so many layers to dreams.
Yeah.
So.
Well, why don't we go to our last break? You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jennifer Couts with us. Jennifer is our dream analyst, and we've been talking all about colors, and we just had this great caller, Pam, who had this very rich dream life. So if you have, we may be able to take one more caller. If you have a dream you want to connect in, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL.
In a world where life is moving at a hectic nonstop pace, fear is common, relationships are often strained, work is often a drain, and your health is easily put on the back burner. How do you feel revitalized, empowered, and elevated? Do you feel like you're trying to thrive in a toxic environment, mentally, physically, and spiritually? Finally, here's the answer. Direct from spiritual teacher and psychic medium Alyssa Joe, Raw Spirituality is coming in September, and it's the key for you to revitalize your body, empower your mind, and elevate your spirit. Raw Spirituality is the new online resource that provides you with everything you need to make the connection to a healthier body, more positive mindset, and more enlightened spirit. For your body, revitalize with superfood smoothie recipes, healthy living tips, and ingredient tutorials. For your mind, empower yourself to think positively and leave negative patterns behind with guided meditations, affirmation baths, and subliminal recordings. And for your spirit, guidance and tips from spiritual teacher Alyssa Joe to help you feel peaceful and happy. RawSpirituality.com. Revitalize your body, empower your mind, and elevate your spirit. It's time to take care of you.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Jennifer Kautz from TheArtfulSoul.org and Lori Houston from IntuitiveSoul.com. We've been talking about the color of dreams, and you know, it's been a very interesting show with regards to dreams and symbology. But yeah, let's talk about colors a little bit more.
Yeah, we were talking about dream symbols that we often have that might show up as a different color. So the one thing that came up for me, and of course, because I'm an American, I thought, oh. You know, let's say, dollar bills or our bills are all green. And then I remembered, I go, oh my gosh, because Lori, she's Canadian and they've got all different colors. But let's just say as an American, you dream about money and it's like a whole bunch of, you know, cash, you know, bills, and it's being handed to you, and let's say it's purple, you know, so that's like, okay, that's not, that's an unusual dream. So that's where you have to really then signify, number one, what you think about money. That's a huge symbol. And then number two, what does that purple mean, that money is the color purple?
So where are you traveling to?
Exactly. Could be, you know. Exactly, because it could be another country.
Right.
And they're exactly. So you do have to look at the layer of what that dream could mean. So it's just giving you kind of an example. You could look at purple as far as the chakra. What does that mean? It could be, like Lori said, you could be traveling to a country and actually, you know, they have purple money and the bills, and or you have to look at what purple actually means to you, and maybe where your abundance is, because money does not always mean it's cash. You know, money could, you know, symbolize abundance. And so, again, purple, I mean, for me, I love flowers. So, you know, money could mean abundance and flowers. You know, it's all those different connections. And we all are so subjective in how we view the world and how we see color. And the symbols. So that's just one example.
Yeah, but I think it's important to think about, because, I mean, and, you know, it will be how you relate to it more so than how we would relate to it. Exactly. So it's really important to understand. And I would, you know, that's why a dream journal is a really interesting idea, uh-huh. So that you can look at symbols, at colors, at, you
Absolutely.
Know, all the different things.
Absolutely. Even if you just, you don't even have to write about your dreams that much, but sometimes just take some of the symbols out of your dreams and then do, you know, I think a journal is so much fun, where you can just even just do drawings or you can clip out things from magazines or different things and have colors and pens and different stuff like that. And the interesting thing is that symbol that's in your dream will start showing up in other areas of your life, and you'll kind of start seeing certain connections and different things.
And the color will show up in your life.
Absolutely.
If you have a color that shows up,
absolutely.
You know, go grab some flowers in that color, or go start getting it to see what it starts meaning to you, so that
Yeah, absolutely. Because it could be coming to you too, because it's saying, you need more of this around,
well,
you know,
like yes. crystal that you need. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. So yeah. You should maybe be eating it. You should be bathing in it. Maybe you should be decorating it, wearing it, you know, whatever comes to you. And if you want more color, just do that anyway.
Right.
Just start where life being a little bit more vibrant and see where it takes you. It's just one other little avenue that you can do to brighten up your life and kind of give energy to it too.
And I think eating is an interesting thing, because that was something that I had gotten when I did that training program that I did back in July, is that I needed more color in my food, because it's like, there's something about color and making that fun and more vibrant, instead of, you know, being stuck with certain things. And I think it's an important thing to think about, because I think, you know, we don't really necessarily think about that stuff. But, you know, food is
huge.
It's huge, but it's also healing. I mean, there could be a reason that you are craving orange.
Right.
Life, whether it, you know, it could be, you know, mangoes, or it could be, you know, the carotene from carrots, or it could be, you know, from turnip. I mean, it could be something that you need in your diet. So there's so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, because now I don't even want, because I think so much in our vegetables is green. I get green from lettuce and different aspects. So I just love sweet peppers. They're in the yellows and reds and oranges, and I just love them. And so it's an aspect of adding color to my, and when I see those different colors on my plate, I just absolutely love it. So yeah, it is. I agree with you. And like you said, there is a reason that color is coming to you.
Yeah. Find out.
We've given you a lot of different avenues. We've given you the chakras. We've allowed you to, we've said, you know, just to sit in with the color and key in on your own feelings about that color too. So, and of course, always write, journal. It helps to process. If anything, it just helps to process, get it out of your head, get it out of your body, and get it out onto a piece of paper. That's healing in and of itself. Right. So, yeah, it's always good. Always good talking about this subject.
That's why I love having you. Because it's just such an important part of our consciousness and our healing process and our growing process.
Absolutely. But yeah, to the other avenue too that you can do is look at chakras are a big, along with the color healing, is there's mantras that go with their chakras. So I know on Chopra, Deepak Chopra's website, he's got the different mantras that go with different chakras. So while you're bathing in a certain color or essence that is in line with your chakra, you can also do a mantra, and that can also be healing and, you know, unblocking. So again, there are so many different ways. Again, I always recommend meditation, writing. That's just, it's huge for centering, especially in this crazy, as far as fast paced world to calm our minds.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, great show, Jen.
Well, thanks. It was great talking to you, Lori. It was great seeing you.
Yes.
We had a
little visit last week.
It
was fun. All right. Well, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. You can find out more about Jennifer at her website, theartfulsoul.org, theartfulsoul.org. Or you can contact me on my website, and I have a page of Jennifer's shows, and you can listen to all the different shows she's done on dreaming, which is intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.